Anti-Asian hate crimes are on the rise in the United States, and that's distressing for Peoria's Asian American community.
I have been in the United States for 20 years, and I enjoy most of the time, and now recent years, I don't feel comfortable.
That's Bradley University professor Dr. Yufeng Liu. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, March 24th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Uncertainty over the ongoing redistricting process was a main topic at a state Senate hearing, focusing on West Central Illinois' needs over the next 10 years. Only three people came to the in-person meeting in Peoria to testify. Christine Hatfield has more.
The hearing focused on the lack of available census data. The U.S. Census Bureau says it won't have the necessary information for redistricting until the end of September. Al Hooks of Peoria NAACP says the process needs to be as transparent and accurate as possible with the data available.
This is 10 years worth of representation. It's going to affect our dollars and everything else. So this process is critical.
Brian Elsesser, a Republican member of the Peoria County Board, says Democrats should include Republicans and take their input into account.
It's important when everyone's involved in the process and they have the opportunity to speak and share, and when everyone, you know, is looking out for the best interests of the citizens of Peoria County.
And Michael Kirkton of the Livingston County Board says he doesn't want to see his community lose representation.
We are a very rural community with very rural values, and keeping us within a district that shares those values is crucial to our representation.
Under the Illinois Constitution, lawmakers are required to have a redistricting plan in place by June 30th. I'm Christine Hatfield.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Two Peoria County women are the latest tri-county deaths linked to COVID-19. The region's death toll now stands at 594, while the case count is up to 35,802 with the additional 133 infections in the past 24 hours. And the tri-county's daily average for COVID-19 vaccinations is down to about 1,700 after adding less than 1,000 doses in the past day. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Hate crimes directed towards Asian Americans have spiked sharply over the past year as politicians and others speak of the COVID-19 pandemic using derogatory and often racist language. But with six women of Asian descent among the eight people fatally shot in Atlanta last week, the issue is now under a magnifying glass. And as Tim Shelley reports, for many in Peoria's Asian American community, the trends are troubling.
The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University San Bernardino found a 150% jump in hate crimes directed toward Asian Americans in 16 of America's largest cities. And a separate report from Stop AAPI Hate documented 3,795 separate incidents over the past year, ranging from verbal harassment or shunning to physical assaults and workplace discrimination, among other civil rights violations. The trend is troubling for members of the student-run Asian American Association at Bradley University, which seeks to educate and raise awareness of the Asian American and Pacific Islander community both on campus and in the Peoria community at large. Alex Nguyen is a Bradley student on the AAA's executive board.
It's hard for us as a part of that Asian American community, as much as I personally don't want to believe that they are racially charged, for us to ignore that it might be a factor.
The current surge in crimes and discrimination targeted at people of Asian descent can be traced back to March 2020, when many people's lives were shaken by COVID-19 stay-at-home orders for the first time. The first incidence of the virus was discovered in Wuhan, China, but Rustin Gates, an associate professor of history at Bradley University specializing in Asian studies, says this isn't the first time people of Asian descent have taken the brunt of the blame from others for wider societal problems.
They want to source a culprit for this terrible situation of the world, and they, at the urging, I think, of some of our leaders who have presented this narrative, they lash out, scapegoat, with sad effects in all the cases.
For Bradley students like Driff and Don, that narrative unfairly blames the Asian community for the virus.
The rhetoric of just like saying the Wuhan virus, it really targets like the Asian community when you like say that, when it's stated like that, when it's just targeted like, oh, this is because of China. Well, yeah, China, or like that was the source, right? But spreading is not part of their job, right? Spreading was all of us not doing our jobs of like quarantining, isolating, like that spread is our fault.
Six women of Asian descent were among the eight people fatally shot in three Atlanta area massage businesses last week. While that case is still under investigation, Alex Nguyen says it further unsettles America's Asian community.
Whether or not it's rooted within racism or rooted in some sort of racially charged action, it's still instilling some sort of distress within the community, which a lot of people kind of look past that it may not have been their direct goal, but it's still adding to the problem.
Dr. Yufeng Liu is the interim chair of the Electrical and Computer Engineering Department at Bradley University. Liu says he's personally disturbed by recent sentiments and what he sees as a lack of accountability.
I have been in the United States for 20 years. And I enjoy most of the time, and now recent years, I don't feel comfortable.
For Bradley student Bianca Deola, it all comes back to basic human decency.
Wear your mask, be safe, stay kind, just be respectful. It's like, you don't need to go putting blame on someone else because disease or illness came from a certain place. Just be a kind, respectful human being, and we'll all get through this.
And BU student Megan Lay says people can also be proactive with their support of the Asian American community, such as using AAPI educational resources and supporting Asian American businesses.
Just amplifying those voices and spreading awareness.
Zhao Tian Chen is an electronic services librarian at Bradley. Chen says it's also important to call out racism for what it is.
Everybody should speak up, and no one should be silent on this.
Chen says racist acts and words are un-American and should be universally condemned. I'm Tim Shelley.
For more from this story, head to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, register on Facebook for Triple Dipple's Kappas in the Kitchen, a special virtual cooking class for kids designed to celebrate minority-owned businesses in our community, tonight at 5:30. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.